Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and it's the last segment of the Christina Lou birthday party.
I was like, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours, you know?
I know. And that's what Rebecca was saying, too. But with all the calls that were coming in and the guest speakers and everybody else, it really, I mean, I think the bottom line about this whole thing, and Dan said it, and Evelyn said it, and Otto and your dad, it's a compliment to you. Because people wanted to call, people wanted to get together, because you give. So it's very easy to give back to somebody who gives so much to so many people. And from a work perspective, you get the work done. So it's not like you're giving and then you're not doing the work. It's the combination of doing your job well, doing it with compassion and caring, and here's where we are.
And having a good time while doing it.
100%,
I think the world is, you know, certainly everyone could say it's stressful and tough enough. A lot of things we cannot control. So things you can control, I'm a firm believer in, you know, making the best of it.
So the things we can control. I just still need one high school story from Christina, Jimmy. I went when she didn't come home one night.
I actually, you know, I have to be speaking
of high
school.
I can't remember any.
I know. See, it's true. I was very, you know, I was always very close with both of my parents. So I like left because my mom would be the mother at 2 o'clock in the morning rolling up. And all my friends, you know, she'd be the go-to mom that would sit there driving and picking everybody up. So we've always been, you know, the best of buddies, which annoys my dad sometimes because, you know, it's the teaming up of Barbara and Christina.
Oh, against but, Juju?
That's when you'll look at me, Barbara. He'll call
not
me.
Not that I don't deserve it sometimes, but whatever.
Oh, that's right. I can't wait for mom to hear that one. I hope that is recorded. Yes.
No, it was a glitch.
Now, recently, let's go past the teenage years, I happened to see something about Justin Timberlake.
I know.
And it was, he's pathetic.
Yes. So it wasn't his fault. Listen, it was not Justin's fault for canceling. It was social media is very nice, but it also could be torturous. So there was a lot of people complaining that the weather was too
rough. That was a snow
day. Right. Yeah. For people. He was already in the city. He was ready to go. And nothing was stopping me and my two best friends from getting into the city to see him. We had our tickets. We had proactively got a hotel room just in case the weather got bad. So my dad was.
Do you know what's going on?
I was supposed to go see Justin Timberlake in the city, and then there was a snowstorm. So.
And it was one afternoon, I see her on Facebook. I'm saying, when is she having dinner in this?
So my dad was hysterically laughing because I said no, because I was very upset. But I said, no, I'm not going to let this get to me. We have our hotel paid for. We are going in. Yes, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
So my dad was laughing at me and my two best friends trekking into the city. I told Jay, I said, get that car started. We are going into the city. And we got to the city, and there was no snow. That was neither here nor there. So it was a big hoopla for no reason. But we were in the city anyway and had a fabulous time. So it's all about making the best of things at the end of the day.
So the concert was canceled?
It was postponed. So, I get two nights. So there we
go.
That's
cool.
You know, I heard Reba McEntee had talked about bones as being something that are important.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wishbone, which is what you use to think about what you want to do.
Right.
Then you have to have a funny bone,
mm-hmm,
if that doesn't quite go right. And then you need a backbone.
I like that, Otto.
You know, to stick with it. And I thought they were really nice.
That is great, Otto. I'm going to use that one. I'm going to be sharing that, and I will quote you this weekend when I tell them.
Oh, it's Reba. I'll give them, you know, my friend
Reba. Yeah, Otto's very tight with Reba.
Funny bone, a backbone,
and a wishbone.
And a wishbone.
A funny bone, and a backbone.
I like that.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find is so cool about Christina, working with her is, you know, I'll make references. I'm 20 years older than Christina. And, like, I'll make references to maybe, like, a show like Lost in Space or something. And usually when you're around people who are that much younger than you, have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Like, they're looking at you like, who's Will Robinson? What? Who, what? But any reference I make to any show growing up or a movie, she knows them all. Like, how is,
oh,
like,
really?
She knows. It's great.
I told you, I was born. We're a very TV family, as my dad.
It's true.
Too. I mean, I am Christina, as F. Christina Carrington from Dynasty. So that is what I was named after.
Really? Do we know someone from Bowling Green, Kentucky, or is that a scam call?
Oh, Kentucky, well, that's Sue again,
that's,
probably.
But why Sue called? I don't know.
That's probably
let's
a credit
see.
Card
Hello?
Company.
That'd be odd if it was. Oh,
oh
Ron.
One moment.
It's Susan's
okay,
husband.
Here go. Here you go.
Who is it?
Hello, is this Ron?
You're on the Somebody's air.
Susan?
Yeah.
Hi, Ron, it's Christina.
Oh, okay. Kentucky, but he's still in Kentucky.
You're on the air,
oh, okay.
Ron.
She just came back for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
That's right. Ron is Susan's husband calling from Kentucky.
I get my 15 seconds of fame.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Ron, for calling in.
Okay. Have a wonderful day, girl.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye. Bye. Look, we have people calling from different states. We're just all over the map today. We're really taking this on the road.
It's very nice. So, it's just, you can, she just knows everything about every generation. And it was funny when you were talking, when Dan was saying how much, you know, how much longer we'll keep the show going as long as we can. And I'm thinking, well, Christine will be 60 in 27 years. And by then, maybe she'll live in North Hempstead and become a Project Independence member.
But think about it, she only has 17 years before she can join AAOP.
It's true. Oh, and actually, no, it's even younger now. I think
Yeah,
I think that they're trying to get everybody to join.
Really?
So, yeah.
There we go. So I'll get a head start on that. There you go.
Oh, it's 50.
It's great discounts.
Things in the mail.
I know. There you go. Well, we could do a countdown to
really
that, too.
Great discounts.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, 10% better than nothing, right? Dunkin' Donuts, you just, they have all kinds of things.
I never use it. I have the card, but I never use it.
Traveling, it's good.
My dad likes to just remain, you know, young. He doesn't like to say.
Oh, I don't use mine.
I didn't realize that, you know, I joined up.
Yeah.
But I messed the whole thing up, so they have me down as my wife instead.
Oh, yeah, I have
a
different name.
That's 2 years ago. I still haven't corrected it. It comes, so she thinks it's her card, but it's my card. Because she never signed up because I said it'll just too much confusion then. So one day I have to just call them and, you know, unravel the whole thing.
I love it. Well,
but I didn't realize, I mean, I hear about the discounts with insurance and different things.
Yeah.
Which does make sense.
Through AARP, yes. So they do help out too. So.
They're great, but I always forget to ask for them.
Well, that's the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's what
you got to bring it up and ask for it on certain days, like a Tuesday might be the 50 old.
You can download the AARP app, too, which I don't think a lot of the older generation are doing. But, you know, there is an app,
you know,
I believe.
You've made it, though, when they give you the discount automatically without asking.
Yeah. I know. My mom said it happened to her at the movies the other day, and she was like, the audacity of them assuming anything.
Oh, really?
Yes. But, you know what, I said, Mom, I said, I would be, like, super excited. Like, you get, like, a discount, you know, just roll with it. So there
One of the great things about AARP, I find, is the, and you don't have to be a member to access this, is the defensive driving course online for seniors. I mean, it's designed for seniors, and it really is terrific. And it's the kind of a thing where you don't have to sit there and
stop it and start it.
Okay,
do it whenever you want to do it. And you get the same credits as you get for the regular defensive driving, where you have to go and sit in a room somewhere
for
8 hours, right?
Yeah, you can do it an hour or 20 minutes or whatever you feel like doing.
So I recommend that, folks.
Absolutely.
AARP online.
That's it, just AARP.com or whatever it is, and you're going to wind up.
Yeah, I think it's AARP.org, I think is actually what it is,
And I'm sure we've had people from AARP on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
On the program. So.
Yeah, you know, I know, like, we obviously, if you don't have access to a computer, you know, North Hempstead has the AARP classes that you're able to take at Clinton G. Martin Park. And we always say, listen, it's so great. You're able to get the discount. Obviously, who doesn't love a discount? Or you can get points taken off. And you learn something. You know, no matter how many times you take it, I think it's a good little refresher for everyone.
I should say the defensive driving is not free, but it's less
like
expensive.
$20.
Yeah, it's $20. Yeah. It's $20 if you're an AARP member. I think it's $25 if you're not.
But then that helps you maintain a discount, so on your insurance, no matter what it is, you're getting the $20 or the $25.
Absolutely.
Back.
Yep.
We're almost out of time, so I want to go around to wish you a happy birthday. But I want to also remind everybody, 311. We didn't even
Absolutely.
Talk about that today. That's the number in the town.
To call for anything.
Call if you have any questions about anything. You want to call, you know, call 311. You know, that'll give you whatever is coming on this week, which normally Christina would have talked about. But she's too busy today.
I know, my God, and I had all this stuff prepared just in case. But everyone could also stay tuned for next week. We have some pre-recorded stuff, and we're going to have Otto's granddaughter's interview that we're going to do after the show.
That's
that'll
be
on.
Show.
She's also following the footsteps of a social worker, which is wonderful.
From Adelphi.
From Adelphi. And
oh,
she's
really?
Going to be talking
place?
About
okay.
elder abuse
oh,
in the
nice.
Next segment. Her and a couple of her other students that she was with. So it should be
but
wonderful.
We're taping that, though. That's not going
to
be live.
Right, so, but you can listen to it next week.
Next week it'll be on, so you're not going to listen to it this afternoon.
And will Absolutely. You be streaming the show from Turks and Caicos?
I know. God, I wish I could.
You can.
Can I?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I can. I'll put the app on.
Your app on your phone.
That's right, because I downloaded the app on my phone, so I could.
I had the app. Remember
I could lie on the beach with my margarita, listen to WCW.
You know, that app, by the way, works great.
Oh, the app is tremendous.
I mean, there's
it
really
does.
No
my mom uses it all the time.
Just hit the button and you're on.
Yeah, no, I've done it in the car even, because I have it on this phone only. I mean, you help me put it on. It's perfect.
Oh, you
hit the button.
Show me how to do that.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. It's the AM, and then it's the sports, and then there's FM. FM, sports, and talk.
Well, first you go on to play store, whatever, you know, Android or Apple.
You just type in
WCWP app.
Mm-hmm. And it comes right up. And you just click on it with the tap of a finger. You could be
connected.
Call
311 and ask for Christina.
That's right.
Project Independence.
That's right.
Tell you how to do
I'll give you a step-by-step.
Step. Evelyn. Christina, happy birthday.
Thank you all.
You've been listening
to
Senior Talk Radio
show.
On 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful, wonderful year. God bless you.
Thank you all.